But that's RN News. I'm Jason Walker. Promoting his economic policies yesterday, President Trump in Las Vegas at a tax day roundtable. He says his tax change is helping Americans greatly, unlike the previous man who occupied the White House.
After four long years of brutal inflation under Biden and congressional Democrats, you deserve every single penny that you're getting now because you had to suffer. You suffered. We had the highest inflation in the history of our country under Biden.
Later today, Mr. Trump will be in Phoenix. President Trump plans to appeal a court decision that once again stalls his White House ballroom project.
U.S. District Judge Richard Leon said he's ordering a stop only to the above-ground construction of the planned ballroom, apart from any work needed to cover or secure that part of the project. President Trump on social media called Leon a Trump-hating judge who, quote, has gone out of his way to undermine national security to make sure that this great gift to America gets delayed or doesn't get built, end quote.
That is Ken Lorman reporting. Meanwhile, there is great sadness and shock in the state of Virginia.
Virginia police say that Justin Fairfax, the state's former lieutenant governor, has shot and killed his wife and then fatally shot himself. Fairfax County police say both were found dead at their Northern Virginia home after the couple's teenage son called 911 shortly after midnight. Officers responded to the home in January after Justin Fairfax alleged that his wife had assaulted him. Police say that at some point during the couple's divorce proceedings that Mrs. Fairfax had set up video cameras inside the home. After reviewing those cameras, police concluded that that alleged assault never occurred. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. Atheist, strike again. Here's Michael Harrington.
The City Council of Ravenswood, West Virginia, has agreed to stop opening its meetings with prayer under threat of a lawsuit by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. That prominent atheist group spends much of its energy on efforts to scour the public square of any reference to Christianity, threatening lawsuits if its demands are not met. Many small and mid-sized communities give in rather than face the possibility of a costly legal battle. Michael Harrington reporting.
Holocaust survivors from around the world joining thousands of people this week at the March of the Living. It's an annual event held at the site of the Auschwitz concentration camp in memory of the 6 million Jews slaughtered by Nazi Germany during the Second World War. Some of the 50 survivors taking part from Israel, despite troubles getting there, say they wouldn't have missed it for anything. This is SRN News. Golf's most controversial tour is in damage control mode amid its reports of a big financial backer cutting ties, maybe. Here's correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
The CEO of LIV Golf is seeking to quell speculation about the Saudi-funded league's financial status by saying the rest of the season will go on uninterrupted. Scott O'Neill's memo to the staff says LIV will be at full throttle as it heads into the heart of the season. The memo follows a long day of reports that suggested Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund was on the verge of cutting its support. Left unclear in the memo was how much longer the funding would last. LIV Golf is in Mexico City this week. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And a former NBA player expected to be the first person to plead guilty in that gambling suite. He'll be in court on May 6th in Brooklyn. More details, srnnews.com.